case number 9642, Joseph and Melanie Norton, north of Route 26, northwest of Shawnee Drive, being Lot 7 within Blackwater Village Development, a variance from rear setback requirement.
State your name and address.
My name is Joseph Norton, 34047 Shawnee Drive, Tacksboro.
Okay, place your hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yep.
I did get this one from the beach. Good evening, sir.
My name is Joseph Norton. I'm requesting a 1.2-foot variance to the rear setback requirement. For clarification, my property is at Lot 7, Block N of Blackwater Village. There are many Lot 7s, and there are two on Shawnee Drive that are northwest of Shawnee Drive. I'd also like to confirm that the issue of this rear setback is the only issue before the board.
And it's for your shed?
For my shed, yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The structure in question is a pre-existing shed that's marked on the survey map that was prepared for my purchase in May of 1997. No improvements have been made to the shed since that time that affect the location or the footprint of the shed. I've submitted a statement from previous neighbors who testified that the shed was there when they bought their property in 1991. The issue of the existence or the location of the shed hasn't been made by the county or the title searches during my initial purchase or any refinancings since then. The location of the shed is fairly typical in the neighborhood. It cannot be seen from the next street to the north due to the placement of a shed on that neighbor's lot and the wooded nature of the lots throughout the development. The placement of the shed came to be when the builder, previous owner, Mr. Matlaws, was aware of the iron pipe in the northwest corner of the lot and built his shed accordingly on the side setback, but due to the irregular shape of the lot, he didn't realize that the northern line went south as it traveled east. So the northeast corner of the shed is only 3.8 feet away from the property line, and that creates the violation of setback. The violation came to notice when I was talking with Dean Malloy of Planning and Zoning, who informed me that 3.8 feet does violate the setback. And working with him, I've applied for a permit for the shed, which apparently the county didn't have any record of, even though it's more than 15 years old. He understands, as I'm sure the board now understands, these circumstances weren't of my making, but I'm accepting responsibility to set things right and simply ask that you approve this variance to the rear setback.
There's no certificate of occupancy for this property or for the improvements?
I have my little notes here. There was no CO for the shed or the house.
Right. Mr. Malloy said there wasn't any paperwork, and we talked about it, and he agrees that it's highly doubtful that a lender would have issued a final draw to a builder without a certificate of occupancy, but he says they don't have a paper copy on file. And he was going to look to see if something didn't make the transition from the paper copies to the electronic, and I haven't heard back from him on that question yet. So that's why I applied for the permit for the shed, just to get the ball rolling.
Okay. What about the house? Was there a permit issued for the house?
I found two open permits, and I failed to mark them down which one they were for, but once everything's granted, we can go ahead and sign off. I mean, it's just a matter of time. I mean, it meets the setbacks. We can sign off on it. Okay. It just depends on when it was built.
I'm trying to reach Mr. Matlaws. Like I said, the Schreiders, who live next door, said that the house and the shed were in existence when they moved in 1991. Their guess is it was built in the late 80s, very early 90s, but we haven't been able to find any paper trail.
If it's before building code, we can just sign off on it. So you can have a CO tomorrow.
Okay. Are there any further questions for members of the board? Mr. Tretzig, Mr. Mills. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one.
I have one letter.
One letter? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's two. Do you wish to come forward and be sworn in? Sir, you can sit down right up front there, please.
I have two letters. letters, but I don't know if you're one of the letters or not.
Oh, okay.
It's letters against.
Yeah.
Letters against.
It's on the back.
Two against.
There's no thing on the back. Are you both speaking?
Oh, I think I will. I don't know if she's gonna speak or not.
State your name and address.
Gerard Sealing, 34026 Moccasin Way, Dagsboro.
Kirsten Sealing, 34026 Moccasin Way.
Place your hands. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
I do.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. I prepared a small statement just so I don't get long. I tend to get long-winded.
Oh, okay.
Okay, my name's Gerard Sealing, as I said before. I'm a retired paramedic firefighter residing at 34026 Moccasin Way since December of 99. Respectfully submit to the county council the property referred to in this variance hearing be denied. My property is directly to the rear of the Norton property. The shed in question has been addressed to our local community association and cited by such on two separate occasions as it doesn't conform to the appearance standards, and I submitted some pictures for the council to look at. Additions have been made to the shed and the property without ever obtaining proper permits. This has only come to the attention of planning and zoning because I constructed a deck and placed a spa and gazebo in my backyard, and after being inspected, I questioned the setback rules for the shed. I was advised that there were no permits on file for the shed. And I do know for a fact that my next door neighbor had a shed delivered, got the proper permits, and when he was inspected, planning and zoning, had him move his shed 6 inches so he would conform to setback rules. I think the rules are made for a reason, and when all possible, they need to be enforced. I'm not trying to make it a personal issue. I wish to keep it businesslike. I've tried through my association to mediate any differences between myself and the Nortons. To this, it's going to no avail. The shed, as you can see with the Tyvek is not completely fastened down. The wood, obviously, that's been added on to the shed is not anywhere near 15 years old, as you can see in the pictures. This shed has been worked on. It's been additions made to it, whether it be roofing, framing, or whatever. Unfortunately, I'm not here 9 months out of the year. I'm a defense contractor, and I work in Iraq as a remote site paramedic. So I'm in and out of the country all the time, but my wife and family are here all the time. My suggestion would to our community, and I put it to the council, would be if they would just finish the siding and cover the Tyvek and make the appearance sound, I could live with the setback variance. But I believe, after dealing with Mrs. Norton, that even if this was agreed to, it would never happen. And I'm resting it in the county council's hands to do the right thing. And that's all I'll say tonight. Thanks, sir.
Okay. I have something to say.
Yes, ma'am.
While my husband was in Iraq, and even before we started our deck and plans for our spa, I had asked Mrs. Norton what her plans were as far as, you know, cleaning up her yard and fixing her shed. And I was told by Mrs. Norton that it was none of my business and that she would take and work on it when she saw fit to do. I feel that, you know, I've put a lot of time and a lot of money, and I maintain my property. I lived on my property, in my home, by myself while my husband was in Iraq. We have a very large property. Surrounded by trees, I was out there raking and doing whatever I could to keep our appearance of our property front and back. And every time I approached Mrs. Norton, I was told to shut up and mind my own business, as my next door neighbor, who had to move his shed in the pouring down rain 5 inches or 6 inches. So I feel that, you know, she is not going to comply to doing anything about the shed and has become rude and obnoxious to the point where she has called the police.
Okay.
But you folks, if we made a condition that the exterior be finished, then you wouldn't be an objection to the variance?
If the shed was finished within a reasonable time, no, sir, I would not be injected. Because it's, as you can see, it's more of an eye thing than it is. It's tight quarters in there. And, you know, it's their quarter acre lots, if that. And, you know, everybody's got to get along.
Right.
And I'm amenable to that, but it has to be within a reasonable time. And it has to be enforced. That would be what I would agree to.
Feel is reasonable.
90 days? I mean, that's 3 months. I mean, I'm not a carpenter. I built my first deck. It didn't take me 3 months. Okay? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Norton, how soon can you get the exterior done?
I can finish it easily within the 90 days. I had started earlier this year, but due to health issues and the appearance of this, I just stopped working on it until this was resolved. As far as the work, we replaced the roof because it was deteriorating. But as I said, it didn't affect the location or the footprint of the shed. There is new lumber because we did have to build the back wall. And I agree with Mr. Sealing. It is tight quarters, and I can't finish it easily within the 90 days.
Okay.
So you've added on to the shed yourself?
No, I have not added. We replaced the roof because the roof was poorly built. And in the process, we rebuilt the back wall because they had used interior plywood on an exterior wall. So we replaced that, rewrapped it with a Tyvek, and okay. As I've explained, things rolled out for this year.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion. You'd have to come up on the table.
My name is William C. Jones. I'm at live at 34037 Shawnee Drive, Dykesboro, Delaware.
Put your hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to say something in support of Mr. Norton with his shed.
Okay.
I live directly next door to him, and I moved in there in 1998. The size, shape, and so forth of the shed is identical to when I moved in. So that he has not added to it since I've lived there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 9,642, as I don't see it will affect the essential character of the neighborhood, so as long as a condition be met that the exterior be completed within the period of 90 days.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9,642. With the stipulation that the exterior be finished within a period of 90 days. And all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.